Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Happy Be Healthy podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Brooke, and on today's episode that I admit is really freestyle, I kind of just had this idea in my head, like, hey, what if I talk about what I learned about myself, or just learned in general after talking with author B. Benfield? And I thought that that was kind of like a good idea. So I had wrote an article about it, which you can find on my website at livehappybehealthy.com. And it's titled, What I Learned About Myself After Talking with Author B. Benfield. So, you know, it's pretty easy to find there. But the reason why I want to talk about what I learned about is pretty basic. I think that whenever you go into a conversation with someone new, someone that you've been around your whole life, or whatever it may be, when you go into it with an open mind and not see it as just an A-B conversation, maybe it's like this is an A-B conversation, let's see what I can learn. Oh, that was really good. Man, I'm so proud of myself for that one. Because that's what I feel like just helps us grow and helps us see things, and also too, just automatically puts us into a state of, what did I learn? What would I ask next? As far as like, if you had another opportunity to talk, but also too, just as like a self-reflection, or as a reflection on ourselves, and a reflection just on the conversation. And I don't know, like, I loved that. And I think that also too, in doing so and kind of looking at the conversations that we had, or, you know, conversations turned into arguments or whatever, when we communicate with people and we kind of look at how it went, then I feel like that just helps us become better communicators. But not only, again, analyzing just the conversation, but being able to see, what did we get from it? So that is what I'm going to talk about. And I think what I'm going to do is, I kind of have this like pulled up on my laptop. And I apologize if the sound quality, I know, is going to kind of sound like very echoey. But I am in my quote unquote new office, which is basically my walk-in closet. That's actually pretty spacious. We had taken down everything whenever I had my third child, and turned it into a bedroom. And now that she is in a actual room, I'm converting it into my office so that I can have a dedicated space to separate mom brain from work brain. So, what I learned about myself after talking with author B. Benfield. I'm going to kind of like read through this, and then maybe at the end, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to just not say what I'm going to do and just do it. So, author B. Benfield is the definition of Southern charm and inspiration. She's a contemporary romance and women's fiction author, mom, wife, and my new best friend to geek out on books with. And I'm so honored that she gave me the opportunity to sit down and interview her for this podcast, the Happy Be Healthy podcast. So if you're listening to this episode and you haven't already listened to that episode, I would either, you know what, you can continue this one, because that way you can kind of give like a what I learned, which will hopefully inspire you to listen to the episode if you haven't already. But I highly encourage you to listen to it, because Brittany is amazing. So a little backstory, we went to high school together, and over the years, we have kind of kept up with each other through social media. And even back then, she has always been precisely what you think of when you think of a Southern lady. She's warm, she's loving, she's smiling, and she just radiates this let's sit down and chit chat type of energy. And not only does she like fit all of the check marks, I mean, including her accent, y'all, like, I don't know, like, it is just the best accent ever. It is literally Southern lady. But when I went into this conversation, to be completely honest, I was both thrilled and nervous going in. I was thrilled because I was one, like getting the opportunity to sit down with a woman that I've known for a really long time since high school, but we never really have sat down to chat. But two, I mean, I was sitting down with a freaking author, y'all, like a published author of a book that you can buy on like Amazon and Kindle, because that's where I got mine, was a Kindle. Oh my goodness. Like, that just to me was just so exciting. And it still like gets me, you can probably hear it in my voice, I'm still super giddy. But I was nervous because up until a few years ago, I had never considered myself a reader. It was always quite the opposite. I believed that there were two different types of people, those who were bookworms and those who just weren't. And honestly, I didn't really understand how someone could get lost for hours reading some make-believe story. But even more than that, I didn't understand how one could comprehend it. So when I was given a book assignment for school, I would read the same chapter over and over and over again, constantly getting frustrated with myself because I couldn't remember what I was reading. Like, when they gave us a Shakespeare story, or they gave us even, some of y'all are gonna be like, what? But even Harry Potter, like y'all, I cannot comprehend, or not that I can't comprehend, because I can comprehend it, but it just doesn't stick with me. It doesn't resonate with me. I don't vibe with it in that type of way. And so when I'm reading it, I feel like I'm just reading words rather than actually connecting with the story that's being written. So I had just had it, this idea made up in my mind that I was never a book person, that I always fell into that separate group of people. Well, that was at least until a few years ago when I read The Choice by Edith Edgar. Like, y'all, sidetrack. Go read that book because it changed my life. I watched her interview on The Larry King Show, and I was so captivated by her and the way that she just spoke her story. And I felt like I felt the things that she went through, and it gave me encouragement in life. I'm like, if she can do this, then I can do anything. And I really want to read her story. And also, too, that book not only changed my perspective in life, but her story encouraged me to read more. And I remember at one point, because again, I believed I was never into books, that since I really, really loved this book, I didn't know if other people would really, really love it too. But since I was insecure about the type of books that I read, I was insecure to recommend the books that I was reading. And that was until Long Distance Love Bombs, that's his handle on Instagram, Dr. Jeremy Goldberg, had actually put in his story and was asking for book recommendations. Now, I had worked with him prior before in like a group setting, and so I was just like, hey, you know, I recommend reading The Choice by Edith Edgar. And I didn't really think much of it, but he read it and shared it with his followers, and I'm on his newsletter too, and it popped up in his newsletter, and I was just like, y'all, here I am, feeling insecure about giving book recommendations, and I done gave it to him, and he's giving it to the world, so no more feeling insecure about that. And my husband is an avid reader. He always has been since childhood, and so he had bought me a Kindle, like kind of, I feel like, hoping that I would pursue this new joy. And y'all, I done named my Kindle. Her name is Miss Gray, and she goes with me everywhere. And she really has. Like, she is my joy. But because I'd always believed that I wasn't into books, I never even gave much interest into learning or caring much about the different genres. I just always found myself reading whatever sounded appealing. If I liked it, I kept reading. If I didn't, I stopped and I began another. And ever since, I have got this Kindle, y'all. I have fallen in love with self-help books, romance novels, biography, history, and just anything that really makes me feel connected to human emotion. I love soaking in knowledge, especially about life and how people navigate through it. And so I went into this conversation with author B. Benfield with the mindset of, I've never been a book person until recently. And you can very, very much hear that in our conversation. And she answered my ABC type of questions, like, what's the difference between a woman's fiction and a modern romance? And she answered it without making me feel less than or uneducated. And I appreciate that so much more than I think she's ever going to realize, because in those moments, I kind of felt they were just like questions that came to me, and I just asked them. I just asked them because I'm no longer feeling fearful of asking a question and not feeling like I know what I'm talking about. I mean, especially as something as simple as the different genres of books, y'all. I mean, like when that was a conversation and something we were learning in school, I didn't even freaking care because I didn't pay attention because I believed I wasn't a book person. I became frustrated with it. But after listening to our conversation, after I had edited it and published it and, you know, listened to it again through, it had me doing some serious self-reflection. And I realized that I've always truly enjoyed reading. I was just intimidated by books. I just hadn't found the right stories. And growing up, my favorite books were like Chicken Soup for the Soul collections. Anytime I was gifted with one, I would immediately dive into other people's stories, and I love getting a glimpse into someone else's mind. And when I became pregnant for the first time, I read any and all parenting books and stories from a mother's perspective. I wanted to understand, I wanted to know, I wanted all of the knowledge that I could get in to help me become more and just help me grow. And so I've also realized that I've always loved to read personal blogs, like articles. I could sit there all day long. Even when I talked about if I was into books, or people say, what books are you reading? I'm like, I'm not really a book person. I'm more of an article person. And I like those personal blogs that are really intimate and kind of give me that feeling that I'm reading a piece of their journal, the things they wouldn't say out loud or couldn't say out loud. And what I now know after talking with Brittany is that I've always enjoyed reading, and I still do, so much so, especially when it shares personal truth. And that's what I loved about the book Discovering Truths by author Bea Benfield. It's real life. It's a love story, but with a different twist. It talks about real life issues that happen every day and can happen to any of us. Depression, anxiety, cheating, secrets, coming clean, and it ends in a way that's unexpected, leaving me wanting more. I have now read so many romance books and novels and series, but none of them hit in the way that this does on a subject that is so close to so many of our hearts and marriages. Like, Brittany just pulls you in and takes you into a woman's mind while on a journey of self-discovery, yet all while she's suffocating. It's brilliant, and she's brilliant. I'm gonna stop before I give too much away, because y'all, I could sit there and talk about it all day long, not only about Brittany, not only about this book, Discovering Truths, but just about everything on this subject. But you need to read the book before we can continue. You just have to read it so that you can see exactly what I'm talking about. And also, she dropped some breaking news, some teases that I'm just so excited about. So, Brittany, if you are listening to this, thank you for opening up your heart, your home, and your story with me. I am forever grateful for that conversation, because I really did come out of it and reflect on it and see that, I don't know, like, I wish I had a friend like you growing up where I could nerd out on books with. But I'm so glad that the universe has brought us together so that we can nerd out on books together, because it's not weird, it's not nerdy, it's not different. It's just who we are. And thank you for helping me realize that I've always been this way. It just hasn't really been brought out. So, you can purchase author Bea Benfield's book on her website. I'm going to link everything in these notes as well. And you can find Discovering Truths on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, all of these fun places. And until next time, guys. Stay humble, stay reading, stay happy, you know, do some things that you're proud of. And again, I'm going to apologize for the sound on this. You can probably hear everything that's going on in the background of my house. But I wanted to do this and I wanted to stay consistent with it. And I think that this was very important and Brittany's very important. And yeah, I can't wait on things to be perfect in order to get them out. And that is another thing that I'm really showing up and showing and owning, is that I'm never going to get all this time to be able to do it. So right now we're rolling with what we got. So until next time, guys, I love you. I hope you continue to make choices that help you live happy and be healthy and feel empowered like the superhero you are.